time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A for effort. Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Seems can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour two of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Let us get to our headlines, which are brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sportage, the Sorento, and the Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. We just lost Leroy. I don't know what the hell happened there. Hopefully, everything's okay at his house.
Hopefully, not a tornado.
Yeah. No, I'm like, seriously.
Those are wild right now.
They are wild right now. Panthers, they handled the Bruins last night, 6-4 on opening night. Sam Bennett, he had a couple of goals in the opener. And the Panthers just took it to Boston. Fantastic. They'll meet again next Monday. At 1 o'clock. Is that like Patriots Day? Like, why is that so early? That's a little bit weird.
On a Monday.
Yeah. What's up next Monday? Why is that such an early game?
Monday.
It's strange to me.
The 14th, right?
Yeah.
Monday the 14th holiday is Columbus Day.
Isn't that canceled?
Oh, yeah. It's not. Indigenous People Day? I think that's what it changes it to.
And Boston does early games that day just because kids are off in Boston.
Yeah, it makes it. Yeah, it is officially Indigenous People Day.
Yeah, we don't cancel our holidays over here. keep the originals.
Yeah. So that is indeed Monday the 14th, so they're starting early.
All righty.
Perfect.
So they'll try and get their get back. They won't. But
they won't, though.
That's that. Carter Verhaeghe, after the game, Bill Zito announcing that the Cats star gets an 8-year extension, $56 million for Swaggy.
Yeah.
You know, we've come a long way since threatening to send him to the Yotes, which don't exist anymore, by the way. Utah debuted last night, I believe, with a win. D. Wade has a piece of them as well.
What is his obsession with Utah?
Well, I think he's boys with the Jazz owner, and I think he's like, hey, you want to know? And the Jazz owner also bought the hockey club.
Makes sense.
So he has that, and so he's like, you want a piece? And so D-Wade is part of the Utes, I guess. I don't know what they are. Like, Utah Utes is the university. I don't know what Utah is going to be. I liked the Yeti. I thought that was a great name.
Yeah, that was. What are they now? They debuted as what?
They're just the Utah Hockey Club. Stupid.
Stupid.
Yep.
Stupid. The Yeti would have been cool.
The Yeti's cool. I like the Yeti. I think that's a great name.
Good mascot, too. I can already see it.
Yep. Exactly, right? I think Colorado. Isn't Colorado the Avalanche? They kind of have a Yeti.
Oh, those.
Maybe that's why they didn't want to do it, because they have a Yeti foot. I feel like that's their logo.
There's like not another name for it. Like, there's like, you know.
Sasquatch.
Yeah, but he's not cold, you know.
Yeah, are you sure?
Sasquatch?
Yeah. What is that? It's more like a fall Bigfoot?
He just looks like a bear. Like the difference between a brown bear and a polar bear.
I love Bigfoot documentaries, man.
Do you?
I do. It was a guilty pleasure. I love finding Bigfoot.
It's great.
You know, they're quacks, all of them.
Yeah.
They're quacks or frauds, but it's just, I can't help it. It's just enjoyable.
You gotta think, though, if so many people believe it, not everyone can be a quack, right? Or are they all?
Yeah, but like, that's the thing with conspiracies, right? Like, if you have a good one,
yeah,
what's the harm? You know, not, I'm talking about like just straight ignorance, but like something like mystical creatures in the woods.
Yeah.
You know, that's fun. You know, not like these idiots who think the weather's getting controlled.
Yeah, that's dumb.
Like,
although Disney, they made me onto something with that weather.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I think they just create clouds. I can't trust them.
Hmm.
Colorado Avalanche mascot, by the way, a Saint Bernard.
Really?
Yeah, just a guy in a dog costume.
Interesting.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's still room for a Yeti is what I'm saying.
I agree.
Still got room for a Yeti in hockey.
The Miami Heat Yeah. They lost a close preseason matchup yesterday, 111 to 108. Yeah. Starters did not play in the second half of this game. Nikola Jovic, Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo, Alec Burks was in for Tyler Hero, Terry Rozier. Tyler and Jaime both missed the game with groin injuries. Heat won't have any action because Thursday's game has been postponed. So there is no preseason action, I believe, till Sunday.
In the NBA, can't you pick how many games you play?
Maybe. I don't know that for a fact, but they rescheduled it. So now they're playing next Wednesday, which means they have a back-to-back, three games out of four. Wow. Which means inevitably one of those back-to-backs is going to be a summer league game. There's going to be nothing but young guys playing in that game.
Gotcha.
But no, the starters looked good yesterday. Jimmy, I thought, looked really, really good. Mm-hmm. They had this one sequence yesterday in the game that I thought was really great. Was there was like one where they had like back-to-back-to-back steals to buckets, and I was like that. Jovic, dude. Jovic had a steal, took it right to the cup. Love I was that. Like, Jimmy would have been proud with that. Jimmy looked at that. He goes, yep. And I like how Jimmy and him, you know, we talked to Jovic about his like relationship with Jimmy, but you can see Jimmy talking to him on the court. I'm like, I like this mentorship to Jovic. Jovic looks good, dude. He looks stout, looks big, but shot looks crisp, dude. Just flowing. And just, you know what I think my favorite thing, though, about a Jovic, about Nikola Jovic?
Yeah.
I just love the way he passes the basketball one hand. It's something about it, dude. Like, you know, hopefully I don't break anything.
Yeah.
But he's just, you know, like basketball, small in hand. Yeah. And it's just like, shoo!
Okay.
Oops. Jesus. Broke the light.
What are you doing here?
Wasn't on video or anything.
No. But yes, he does have that ability. And that's one of the reasons why we liked him early on.
Yep. You know,
he wasn't just a big man. And he could move and do that in transition. That's the best part. We're trying to get faster as a team, and it seemed like that yesterday.
Let's see. Is Leroy back?
He looks kind of frozen.
Is he frozen? Is really he back? Yeah, it doesn't look. He's not moving.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
I'm not going to trust that personally. You know what I did see yesterday? Beautiful bounce pass from Duncan Robinson. You know,
Tapella?
I joked that he should watch his back because this fella Larson is looking good. But he just continues to be exactly. When he decided I'm going to be Dunkyard Dog, he hasn't looked back.
No, he hasn't. He's fantastic. I love what Duncan Robinson has turned himself into. That unit that they ran with, it was Duncan, Pella, Haywood, Drew Smith, and then Kevin Love.
Yeah.
Love. And, you know, so the Intangibles wonder lineup is what they ran with that one.
What? Wide variety of intangibles.
Yeah, very, very many intangibles. You got Duncan, you got rookie intangible.
Yep.
Seasoned vet intangible, gotcha. And then old intangible.
There you go.
You know?
Wow, seasoned vet is what he is now.
Duncan Robinson's a seasoned vet, dude.
And it's true.
A hardened vet, you know?
Wow, dude.
But Pella got a nice three ball from Kevin Love. Then he had the beautiful cut.
He knows how to cut.
Oh, he knows how to cut, dude.
And they fouled.
They say that about the Swedes.
That they know how to cut? You know, that's part of the fundamental basketball that develops overseas.
Yep.
They don't have as much athleticism to rely upon, so they learn the basics.
It's something, man. He looks very, I don't know, he's just got everything working for him.
And that hair, you brought it up the first
day. It's great.
And I was like, it's not that big of a deal. But every time I see it, I'm like, wow. It's got some volume, dude.
Yeah.
His hair's got some volume.
All right. Leroy, you there?
Leroy lost power or something like that.
Nah, he's not there. He don't have signal.
Nah. Leroy, if you can
hear not, me. He can't hear us.
No way.
I see him blinking.
I'm on. I can hear barely.
Oh, what happened? Power out?
Yeah, it's not going to work.
Oh.
No worries, buddy. All right.
The power went out in the area.
What? Jeez. Your area. I can make a call. Jesus.
All right. Well, there you go. All right, buddy.
It says 687 people without power.
All right. Well, good luck, buddy.
See you when I see you.
See you when I see you. There you go. See, I think it was Al Macca who was like, hey, why'd you guys go to the studio today? This is exactly why I went to the studio today.
Yeah, for sure.
I will tell everybody, we're probably going to be off tomorrow.
Yeah.
We're gonna run a best of tomorrow. We'll be back Friday. But, you know, this whole thing's supposed to get really, really scary tonight. You know, we all got families we're going to tend to and whatnot, make sure everybody's good. Hopefully, you know, we handle this all okay and get through this all okay. But I figured, you know, today it looked like it was going to be a fine drive to work. Let's get this in. We had cats to react to. We got heat to react to. But everybody be safe out there. And we wanted to bring you guys a little bit of entertainment on a rotten day. But we will likely be off tomorrow. In fact, we're going to be off tomorrow. I'm just telling you right now.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's Miami Hurricanes bye week, Dolphins bye week.
Everybody's
no
off.
No preseason game to react to.
I literally wanted to come in today because the Panthers won.
Yeah.
The Heat started preseason. You know, so we'll get some fins too and whatnot. But it's, you know, it's just scary times, man. Scary times. And, you know, I'm really thinking about the West Coast right now and hoping, because I just feel like all of this stuff is like the lottery. It's like, you know, it's like one of these things where like you have no control over it and you're just hopeful that everybody gets through it okay. So, you know, understand that, Leroy. It happens, man. The weather gets crazy, especially out there out west where he's at. Those tornadoes, tornadic activity.
Yeah, I'm looking at the live radar now.
Mm-hmm.
As we all know, it's expected to make, like, you know, major landfall probably like tonight, right? That's what everyone's saying tonight-ish.
Yep.
But for the most part, I do see that, you know, bands of rain all on the west and north like we've been seeing. Miami looks like, for the most part, South Florida, fingers crossed, we may get spared from the majority of this, but, you know. Blessings to all that may have family up there.
Al Macca says Tobin is going to be reporting live from the Eye of Milton yelling, it's a close set.
It's going to prevent any damages. It's a close set. Doesn't really count.
Doesn't count, dude. What else we got? Wade 06. Can you guys speak to Keyshawn Johnson? Dude is a tank. Same build as Jimmy, but more athletic. Well, all right. He looks amazing. He does look like he's a moose. He had one where he just like, he's got wingspan for days. So like there's a three out on the wing and he just is like paw up, ball, bing. He's stealing the ball all over the place. I honestly can't believe he wasn't drafted. Like that was kind of my reaction to it. And so I'm very excited to see what he can bring to the table. You know, like he looks like the size of a football player except like a little bit longer on everything.
Yeah.
He had that tie up at the end where Spo wanted the travel call.
Yeah, broke out the travel call.
He was great yesterday. I don't know what he finished with as far as his defensive numbers were concerned.
Yeah.
Because the Heat were like stealing and blocking all over the place. Where was he? Keyshawn Johnson yesterday, one steal, one block. Who else? We Keyshawn Johnson, one steal, one block. Haywood Highsmith, one steal, one block. You had Isaiah Stevens, two steals. Drew Smith had a steal. Josh Christopher had three steals. Khalil Ware, two steals, four blocks. So it was an enjoyable game, man. It had a little bit of everything.
The one you mentioned right there, Josh Christopher.
Mm-hmm.
I was happy to see that a good hangover, if you will, from the summer league action because he was unstoppable in summer league. He really looked like he was poised for like that starting role, the Kendrick Nunn, the Duncan Robinson breakout player, Strus. But then you know sometimes it falls off. But I don't know, seemed like he was picking up where he left off.
I think it's going to be those are one of those things where it's kind of the similar thing to a lot of people wanted Alondis Williams here, and I think that is one of those roles that's going to be tough to fill up because I don't know if Spo wants a scorer at that guard spot, you know, and I think that's a tough thing. Like that's when you say you don't want Drew Smith here, right? And everybody gets crazy about Drew Smith. I think that what he wants is he wants a true point guard to back like in an emergency case, a guy who can actually run the offense. Now, you know, you may say, give me buckets. And I get that argument, but that's not how he's going to roll. You know Spo. He wants a guy that he can trust. He wants a guy that's going to be able to really settle things down. So I don't know. I think it might be a little tough for Josh Christopher to find minutes, but I like the talent. The kid very clearly has talent. And I think that's the thing that's fun about watching. You watch last night, and you watch those guys play together, and you watch what they did in the summer league. These guys are fun to watch. Like they have something with each other. So it was a very, very enjoyable watch last night.
Yeah.
Really, really, really great. The other thing is, you know, one of the things you don't want to be disappointed in with a you don't want a preseason performance because you're like, ah, oh, this doesn't count. You don't want it to be lackluster. You also don't want to be lackluster in the bedroom, dude.
Right? Oh,
that's just the facts about it. And so if you want to make the starting five in your bedroom, that may be a little kinky to you. But whether or not that's the case, you should try Blue Chew.
Mm.
Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in a chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Now you can chew it and do it. Whether you're married, you're looking to spice things up, or you're single, you're trying to impress someone new, Blue Chew is for you. Maybe a little hurricane loving?
No.
Something going on? You know, a little candlelight? Make it romantic for you guys self? Have that Blue Chew by your side, man. No doctor's visits, no pharmacy. Ship right to your door in a discreet package. You got a special deal for all my listeners out there. You guys can try Blue Chew for free when you use the promo code SHOWPONY.
Wow.
Use the promo code SHOWPONY to check out. You're paying just $5 for shipping, and you are getting your first month of Blue Chew for free. So what do you got to lose, dude? Go to BlueChew.com today. Use the promo code
SHOWPONY,
and you are getting your first month of Blue Chew for free. Chew it and do it at BlueChew.com.
And the winner's home, my man. Speech. First of all, I
want to
thank my...
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Both of our football teams in the bye week this week. No Canes, no Dolphins, as they will get this week off. And Dolphins will return the week after, and they will take on the Indianapolis Colts. That'll be the last game that they have to play without Tua Tagovailoa. And hopefully... We'll get to see him right back out there against Arizona. And then on top of that, you have the Canes, who, of course, oh, I love them. Did you see yesterday all the fans doing the Cam Ward celebration in the stands, Marcos?
No, but God, I love that celebration so much.
Yep. Everybody was out there. They were all doing the Smell-O-Fant.
It's... I haven't heard a better name, unfortunately, so I will refer to it as that.
Yeah. Thank you.
I don't like that.
Canes will return. They got a sleepy nooner at Louisville coming up on October 19th, which, dastardly Louisville. None of these games I'm chalking up. Every one of these, especially the last 2 weeks, sure. They've been great fun for the Miami Hurricanes. Do not get me wrong.
Yeah.
I am not bitching about style points. I am not bitching about not covering. I just want to get wins. That's all I care about. But I do hope some things do get cleaned up, because I do feel like there's been just critical mistakes that has led them to shooting themselves in the foot. So I am hopeful that we see some things a lot cleaner, because to me, after this game are the two most important games of the season, Marcos.
Yeah.
Because after Louisville, which may be one of the toughest that you play.
Indeed.
Which is saying something for the last 2 weeks, getting out with your ass with these last two games.
Are they still ranked?
Louisville, no.
Okay, cool.
No, and they are, let me see, they are coming off of back-to-back losses to Notre Dame.
Ooh.
And to Rhett Lashley's Ponies, the SMU Express, who I believe are having a pretty good season right now. What is SMU? 5-1 this season.
Yeah, so is Duke.
Yeah, well, that's what I want to get to.
Yeah.
The two most important games coming up for me this season for the Miami Hurricanes right off the bat, after the Louisville game, which, of course, TCB. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to do looky ahead, because I'm allowed to, Mario. It's a bye week.
Yeah.
All right, allow me a little bit, huh? Give me some grace here. But you got FSU?
Yep.
You better whoop their ass. They're an embarrassment this year.
So that's don't lose or TCB?
Man, that's a good question. Or... Because they always say with rivalry games...
You gotta throw out the record books.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
So I don't lose seems inappropriate for that.
Yeah, that's good enough.
Take care of business? Like, they're all kind of take care of business. What would I say?
No, but I'd say take care of business is like...
I got to be honest with you. I feel like it's almost a must win.
Must win?
Yeah. Wow. If you lose to this Seminoles team,
whoa,
when you're a top seven team in the country right now, top six team in the country right now.
Yeah.
You come, let's just say they beat Louisville. They come out, they get it. I don't care if it's close, whatever.
Yeah.
With the way they're playing right now...
must win.
Too much?
So a must win is if they lose that game, no chance in an ACC.
I feel like all respect is lost.
All respect is
lost. A rivalry game.
Yeah.
You're at this point, right? I feel like I'm going to act like that dude who called in the fine bomb.
Oh, I was going to ask. Like, do we
feel like that? Friggin' one, dude. No, here's how I feel. Really?
Vandy is my daddy.
If I have to call into Feinbaum and tell him, strike two, dude. Because that's really strike two for Mario. And really, some could say strike three. Wow. Because if you really want to talk about it, strike one, Middle Tennessee.
Okay.
You don't lose to Middle Tennessee. That's strike one. That is the wife and the neighbor being together and you can't trust her.
Correct.
Even if he wins the Natty, we're all going to be thinking about it. But then strike two is Georgia Tech.
For sure.
Okay?
Yep.
If you lose to the Seminoles this year, maybe I'll give you a foul tip. But maybe that catcher catches it.
It'll be under review. Okay. Well, I guess it's a must win then.
I think it's a must win. Is it crazy? Like if they are
bad.
They are the Pits.
1-5.
Yeah. Oof. 1-5. What's the most they've scored this year?
Oh no.
16? The most they scored this year was 21 in the opening week loss.
Yikes.
They've put up 13 points, 12 points, 14 points, 16 points, 13 points.
Yeah.
It's a must win. I've determined it.
Must win.
It's a must win.
They actually haven't put up more than 16 points.
Except for opening week.
Since November 18th of last year.
So the regular season finale? Right? Or the second to last before Hunter got hurt?
I think it was it was the second to last because Louisville's when they put up 16 against them in December. But they put up 24 against Florida in November.
I meant Jordan Travis, I apologize.
Nah, who cares?
But I think it's a must win, dude.
Yeah, because Duke's probably going to beat them next week, so they'll come into that 1-5 in conference play, 1-6 overall.
Yeah, because if I say don't lose, it's a disrespect to the rivalry, even though they're disrespecting the rivalry.
They are disrespecting the rivalry.
Yeah, I'm declaring it a must-win.
Must-win.
Yeah, I'm declaring it a must-win.
Damn. And, you know,
unless Cam Ward gets kidnapped.
Okay.
Then I will take it under advisement.
Yes. Or science.
And then the week after that.
Mm-hmm.
You better not lose to Manny Diaz.
Yeah, but not a must win.
You better not lose to Manny Diaz.
So is that a personal must win then?
It's don't lose to Manny Diaz.
Don't lose.
Hey, okay. Hey, yeah. And I can't be clearer about this, Mario.
Yeah.
Don't lose to Manny Diaz.
Wow.
Okay.
He's looking at the camera.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey. JFig, single shot.
All right.
Hey. Yeah.
That's you right there. Mm-hmm.
Hey.
Yeah.
Don't lose to Manny Diaz. Okay?
Okay.
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 Just so we're clear.
That was rough.
Just so we're clear.
You issued. That's it. It's been issued.
Feel better now. Yeah. Just so we've established the next 3 weeks.
Okay. So we're coming off of two thrillers against teams that were good,
yep,
but not as good as us. Mm-mm. And now you're saying that we're in two back-to-back must-win, don't lose.
No, games. First, you got to take care of business against Louisville.
Oh, man, TCB, yep. Must-win, don't. This is well, yep. A lot of.
TCB.
Yeah.
MW.
Yeah.
DL.
DL. TMD.
Hmm?
Don't lose to Manny
BS. Wee! Wow. All right, we'll take a break. Mix things up coming up next. I don't like the term that I just got on my phone.
Yeah.
What's that?
Because girls is players.
The Sun Sentinel weather alert. Hurricane Milton spawned a tornadic supercell in South Florida. Okay. I don't like that term.
I don't like that term.
A tornadic supercell.
Wow. I did see my phone get a text, but I was like, ah, you know, I'm doing something. I'll check it. What?
Yep.
That is interesting to say the least.
Tornadic supercell. Maybe we should put on the weather channel in here.
Yeah, that's actually probably.
Maybe we should put on the weather channel and
do that too.
Check that on out here, Froggy. Yeah,
you know why?
We'll take a little looky-loo as what's going on. By the way, if you guys were planning on going to Whiskey Stars and Cigars, I can't believe I have to tell you this, but I will.
Just to let you know.
Postponed. It's not there tonight. So we will give you a later date on when that is going to be. But don't show up to Smoke in the Water for Whiskey Stars and Cigars tonight. That is not what you should do. It is postponed. The Heat, they have postponed their preseason game tomorrow. The Panthers have announced they have postponed their watch party tomorrow. They were supposed to have a watch party for for Panthers versus Senators.
Oh,
battle of the Kachucks.
Oh,
yeah, Brady.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Did you see my tweet this morning, by the way?
I did not. What'd you tweet?
I tweeted Tony Rizzo, good luck tonight.
You tweeted ESPN.
Yeah.
Cleveland's Tony Rizzo.
I said, good luck. Good luck against the Royals tonight, dude. No response.
I got into an argument last night because I tweeted out a meme of Gordon Ramsay.
Oh, yes.
Which Heat fans really liked because we were just I wanted to see Khalil Ware play, and Spo was like hiding him from me until the end of the third quarter. And so everybody knows the Gordon. I never even saw the show, but everybody knows the meme of him like with the "oh dear gorgeous," like he's holding the sweet lady, and then there's the one where he says "you bleeping donkey." And so I put Spo with rookie guards for gorgeous, and you effing donkey Spo with rookie bigs.
Yeah.
And I got into this argument last night with this guy, you know, who didn't have his own avatar, so I only have so many tweets to have at him.
That's fair.
But he was like arguing with me that Bam played a lot his rookie year. And it really wasn't about minutes, even though like playing 18 minutes and getting four shots a game is not what I would consider playing a lot.
Yeah.
But I just kept arguing. I'm like, hey, you can show me the game logs of Bam Adebayo's rookie year. The man himself has said he didn't like Eric Spoelstra his rookie year. Didn't like him.
Yeah.
Thought he should have been playing more. Wasn't happy about it. I wasn't even here sitting saying Spo is wrong. Yeah. I'm just letting you know he's much tougher on his bigs than he is his guards or backcourt guys, whatever you want to consider Pelle Larsson.
Yeah.
But like the young backcourt guys, Jaime, Tyler, Kendrick Nunn, now looking like Pella, they get to go out there and do the funsies.
Yep.
Go out there, score buckets, go and get some shots up. The bigs, it's like you got to go through tests with Eric Spoelstra. And you really got to show him. And I wanted to consider, hey, would this year be different? I don't know. I'm not sure. Wow. We'll see. I hope. But Khalil, I tell you what, that was a hell of a debut.
Yeah.
So if he was testing him, I think he passed it with flying colors.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll see. We will see on that. Let's get to the mixed bag, eh?
Shall we?
F Boston. Panthers kicked your ass. Hey. What do you got, dude?
I got more basketball stuff for you. Spo yesterday had an opportunity to see his rookies. And as we mentioned, Pelle Larsson, pretty good debut yesterday. Pretty good. Spo, after the game, had a chance to comment on the young rookie's performance and that he deserved the PT that he received yesterday.
Yeah, he's been steady and consistent, you know, pretty much all of camp, all of September. Most of the summer as well, for that matter. And he's a very good role player. And I mean that as at the highest compliment. And so with Jaime out, you know, he'd be plunked into that role and did some very good things. He knows how to defend multiple positions. He brings you a physicality on that side of the floor. Offensively, he moves very well without the ball, so he can be a connector, you know, with whatever unit he plays. And also, he's been really working diligently on his shooting. You know, he stepped into those ones confidently, and that's what we want him to do.
His shot looked good. His shot did look good yesterday. The other thing with him is, you know, one of the things that's going to help with his PT early on is if Tyler and Jaime, however long they're out, God, I hope that's not long. Yeah. But however long they're out, that obviously opens up a lot of playing time for him because he's basically playing their position. So there's that to consider. What else you got in the mixed bag, Marcos?
No major injuries for this Jaime, but he gets dinged up here and there.
Sure does. And the groin, too.
What's up with that?
What's up with that, man?
I guess he can jump so high, and that's probably why. Hurts his groin. I got a little bit more. It's not necessarily from yesterday's game. This is from the Netflix documentary that Jimmy Butler is currently involved in.
I'm watching it during the break. Still skipping to the Jimmy parts.
You're watching it during the
break? I am. I'm watching it during the breaks. Because here's the thing that's great about it. When you can skip to the Jimmy parts, you know, it's like they're show. Now, this episode's basically, I'm now on episode, I think, 7.
Yeah.
This one's literally been all Jimmy Butler. I don't know if this is going to be his last episode because they're getting to the part where his season's over.
Oh, I gotcha.
So I'm watching the knee injury thing happen against, and I'll never forgive you, Caleb Martin, for missing that free throw. You never forgive you. You first of all, gave you gave all them chicken.
You gave them chicken.
You gave them chicken. You changed the game. You sparked Nick Batum.
Oh.
And then you went and just for spite, you went to the Sixers.
Yeah.
For spite. I'm going to root against you. You seem like a lovely person, but I'm going to root against you so hard for giving them free chicken.
Sick of this guy.
But Jimmy Butler, yeah, basically went out there and blew up his knee. We all saw it, and he was like, he was basically saying, he's like, it was probably the worst pain that I've been in all year. But went through it, played it. Anyway, get to your point. What do you got?
This one is a tearjerker, if you will. You mentioned a lot of it follows. The unfortunate news of his father
being brutal,
diagnosed with a terminal illness. This one is a clip from the documentary involving his dad and the Eastern Conference trophy. If you had an opportunity to watch this.
Yeah, spoiler alert. If you don't want it, we're going to do this for the next minute or so. But, you know, just if you don't want us to spoil it.
Yeah.
But if you're like, you looky-loo in, this is only going to be 30 seconds.
Yeah, I'll still watch it, you know. But, yeah, here's a clip.
I get on a plane. I fly to spend some time with my dad. He's telling me every aspect of the game that went on, what happened from his point of view. I hand him the trophy. It gave him a different type of energy into, like, yo, we're going to beat this.
Wow, man.
Yeah.
That's... Did he at any point, I don't know if I can handle, I mean, first of all, this sounds sad. Did he at any point get choked up?
Jimmy?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could tell he was really busted up about it. Like, I wouldn't say you saw tears, but you could see.
That's still enough, though.
You
know, you see those tough guys.
The episode that they reveal that his dad is sick and then that his dad had passed away.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was obviously how anybody would react to it, but
for sure.
The thing was he had that game against Wemby, he had the triple-double against the Spurs, and I guess he brought his dad the shoes from that game because he had a triple-double, gave him to his dad, and he tells the doctor, he goes, his brother was getting married, and so he was going to his brother's wedding, and he goes, is he going to make it? And, like, the doctor's like, he couldn't guarantee it. And apparently when Jimmy Butler landed, his dad had passed away. Brutal.
Brutal. Absolutely.
It was February of last year. You know, he missed those games for personal reasons and whatnot. But,
yeah.
It seems like it spiritually broke Jimmy a little bit. It was because his dad, him and had a really tight relationship. Like they,
and that's something I didn't know. I thought it was normal or anything like that. But I mean, you're telling me that apparently, after every game they would talk, or he would see them on courtside or something like that.
Yeah, and then like his dad, like, is the one who taught him to play dominoes, and it was like he was telling the story about how when he was a kid. That his dad would make him play against adults, and like the adults didn't want to play Jimmy Butler, but that's how he got so damn good at dominoes.
Wow.
Yep.
I thought it was basketball that you were referring to. They didn't want him to play, or that he had him playing against
dominoes. No, he was hustling adults.
Okay.
So yeah, man, it was so for that to be gone out of him, and it was one of these things. He also said that like in his house, he doesn't like basketball.
Yeah,
but his dad would always wear his jersey because he was so proud of him. So then to have all that, and then you know, put this part of his father passing away. Like, yeah, it, obviously it seemed like it hurt Jimmy a lot.
Yeah.
As it's, you know, if you have a close relationship with a parent, I'm sure it would break you a little bit mentally.
Yeah.
Especially for a time. And so very, 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 very tough watch for sure.
Yeah. Got time for one more or should we send it a break?
I give it one more.
All right, I got a little quick one right here. OBJ spoke to the media. You know, he had his first game recently. Mentioned he was a little sore after. But this is him on about how far he is from being back in game playing shape.
I don't know. You got to ask these guys. I know some guys who are still huffing and puffing in this week four. So, you know, it there's no real way to get into football shape. You could do all the training you want. That's why you see this happen. And, you know, people go go through training camp and you get to that first game and they run three plays in a row and they need a break. You know, there's no way to prepare for having emotions to go through. You know, the things you go through being in a real life game. I don't know how far off I am from full on game shape.
Mm. All right.
I think you know, dude.
That was 10 snaps, dude. Like, let's go.
Come on, what are we really talking about? You're in the slot.
Okay. Yeah, he talked about that, too. He's like, yeah, I've never been a slot receiver either. You know.
A lot of talk.
I don't know how this is going to go with the Odell thing. I hope it goes great. He doesn't really feel like, I don't know, at least from the media perspective of things, he ain't giving them a lot. That doesn't mean that he's not giving a lot. But he's definitely not showing his cards that he's got a lot. And it just seems like everything's a thing with him so far. You know what I mean?
Has been a lot of talking. You know, it's been a lot.
And it's only been 2 weeks of talking, but it just feels like with the tweeting and the thing, and like I didn't blend. Sure.
That's
and
what I'm saying.
You know, take that video off of me rehabbing. And then like it's, you know, now, you know, I wasn't even supposed to play. And now I've never been in the slot. And just like.
Just a lot of attention. And
that's just.
Come on, man.
You know, he's an incredible player, but everywhere he's been, there's kind of been a thing. Like, there's always a thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, we'll see. Hopefully it works. Hopefully it works out. If it doesn't, the Beckham family is still giving me a lot of love this year because Cordell Beckham won Love Island, and that was a tremendous entertainment this year.
Yeah.
That's really all I need from the Beckhams.
I'd like to see Odell on the show.
He was on the show.
Odell?
Yeah, he made a cameo.
Okay.
He was in one of the last episodes where they meet the families.
Oh, of course. Yeah, of course.
That's the mixed bag, everybody. I'm kind of sick of one individual and his revelations lately.
Oh, okay.
In the NBA world, because he keeps mentioning the Miami Heat, and I'm tired of it. Tell you about that next.